When you thoroughly understand appearance and emptiness, you will also understand that they are in harmony with one another. Appearance does not preclude emptiness, and emptiness does not preclude appearance. Failing to understand this, you might believe in virtue, non-virtue, cause and effect, and so forth, but then be unable to believe in emptiness. Similarly, you might think that you understand emptiness, but then be unable to believe in the facts of cause and effect, help or harm, pleasure or pain that arise dependent upon conditions. Without proper understanding, emptiness and appearance seem to prohibit each other. However, phenomena are empty of inherent existence because they depend for their existence on other conditions. And conversely, phenomena are capable of functioning because they are empty of the solidity of inherent existence. If phenomena were not empty of inherent existence, if they did exist by their own power, then they could not be affected by other causes and conditions. They would not change. In that case, they would not cause pleasure and pain, help and harm. Good and bad would be impossible. Full realization of dependent arising brings with it the double understanding of appearance and emptiness of inherent existence. The extremes of utter non-existence and inherent existence are simultaneously cleared away by this twin understanding. Knowing that phenomena arise prevents believing in the extreme of nihilism, since it allows objects and beings to function in this world, allowing for the cause and effect of karma. Knowing that phenomena are dependent also prevents believing in the extreme of inherent existence by eliminating that phenomena exist in their own right. Through understanding these two truths, you arrive at the middle way. What is the relationship between objects and their emptiness? This profound topic is addressed in a scripture on the perfection of wisdom called the Heart Sutra, which is recited and meditated daily throughout great vehicle Buddhist countries such as China, Japan, Korea, Mongolia, Tibet, and Vietnam. It is a short and pithy presentation by Buddha about the wisdom required to overcome problems at their root, and, in conjunction with an other directed motivation and compassionate deeds, to attain the omniscience of a Buddha.